Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it.
Hello and welcome to this holy half hour here on 3TFM, your local radio station. I'm the Reverend Alec Noble, Parish Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Welcome to another selection of varied music and a bit of chat from me in between. Recently, I made a programme on the theme of loneliness. Well, it's a common enough experience. What fascinated me about the programme was the fact that it turned out to be like no other programme I've ever made. After 2 minutes, I found myself shutting up and letting the music do all the talking. 16 consecutive tracks, in fact. Well, maybe there is a time for DJs to shut up. However, I still feel I have a lot to say on the subject of loneliness. So here goes. But first, a song to introduce our theme from Faith.
Yesterday's news.
Loneliness comes in 1,001 varieties, such as lonely old folk who talk incessantly to the gas man because they've nobody else to talk to, or new residents in a town, or a new worker in a factory. There's the loneliness of pain or grief, divorce, dementia, disability, failure, persecution, being the odd one out, being an immigrant in a foreign country. On a Sunday morning, I, as parish minister, look out on the congregation from my pulpit, and I know some of the different lonelinesses sitting there in the pews. Rupert Brooke, the First World War poet, was setting off on a cruise ship bound for New York. Sadly, he had no one to wave goodbye to him, and he felt very lonely in the crowd. So much so that he saw a poor wee waif of a boy, whom he never met before in his life, and offered him sixpence if he would wave him goodbye. Brooke writes that William gave him his sixpence worth. We can be lonely in a crowd. We can even be lonely in the family, as ships that pass in the night, suffering a generation gap, or discovering that men are from Mars and women from Venus. There was an advert in a newspaper in America which read, "An American young widow with no qualifications and no job experience is willing to listen to anyone who wants to talk to her about anything. $2 per half hour." Her scheme was so successful that within 2 years she had a staff of 50 people doing nothing but listening sympathetically. Would you believe that we work hard at loneliness? T.S. Eliot wrote in a poem about preparing a face to meet the faces that we meet. We hide our loneliness behind a stiff upper lip, our stoic independence, and a smiling, "I'm fine." The basic human predicament is the fact that we are broken inside ourselves, divided between each other, and estranged from our God. Sin tears us apart. Sin destroys relationships, and sin separates us from the holy, pure God. Here's Dolly Parton.
Hello, God. Are you out there? Can you hear me? Are you listening anymore? Hello, God. If we're still on speaking terms, can you help me like before? I've questioned your existence, my resistance leaves me cold. Can you help me go the distance? Hello, God. Hello, hello. This old world has gone to pieces. Can we fix it? Is there time? Hate and violence just increases. We're so selfish, cruel and blind. We fight and kill each other in your name, defending you. Do you love some more than others? We're so lost and confused. Hello, God. Are you out there? Can you hear us? Are you listening anymore? Hello, God. If we're still out speaking time, can you help us like before? Oh,
Loneliness is our problem, but there is good news. Remember the story of Father Damien. He went to minister to a leper colony on Molokai Island in Hawaii. He worked with the lepers until one day he spilled boiling water on his foot and didn't feel a thing. That was how he discovered that he too had become a leper. He stood up in church and said, "We lepers." Then they all realized that Father Damien was truly one of them, and he spent the rest of his life with them on that island. God came to earth to reach us who could never reach him. He came alongside us, among us. Indeed, he became one of us, the baby Jesus born in a stable at Christmas. He took on himself all the sin of the world and took our punishment and died on the cross and bounced back to life again on the third day, at Easter. In this way, he dealt with our sin, he reconciled us to himself, and he cured our loneliness. He was the good shepherd finding his lost sheep and bringing them home rejoicing. He was the mother hen gathering her chicks under her wing. And he was the heavenly Father hugging his returned prodigal sons, holding us with his love, which will never let us go, as the Jubilate singers sing here. Long before the world began, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit made a conscious decision not to live in splendid isolation, but to create the world and all of us in it and to share fellowship with him forever. While on earth as Jesus of Nazareth, God knew the loneliness of being born far from home in a stable. King Herod trying to murder him at birth, fleeing as a refugee to Egypt, getting opposition from church leaders, his family thinking he was mad, his disciples fleeing away, denying him, betraying him, doubting him, the crowds jeering at him, the Roman authorities unjustly crucifying him, no one understanding him, and finding himself on a cross, silent, solitary, alone, and lonely, crying, my God, why have you abandoned me?" Jesus hated loneliness. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he asked his closest disciples to watch and pray with him for an hour. However, Jesus loved solitude, because loneliness and solitude are not the same thing. He liked to be up a hillside meditating on his own. Briefly, I can suggest to you three answers to loneliness. The first is walk with God. The Bible says Enoch walked with God. What a lovely epitaph. Abraham was described as the friend of God. Moses spoke with God like a man speaks to his friend. God promised Joshua, "As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you." David could write, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you, my good shepherd, are with me. Jesus befriended Zacchaeus, Mary Magdalene, and Matthew, even Judas Iscariot. And Jesus promises us, I am with you always. I will not fail you or forsake you. You are precious in my eyes and honoured, and I love you. You will never walk alone.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end,
I can offer you three answers to loneliness. One is to walk with God. A second is to give yourself away. It cures loneliness. Listen to this rhyme. I went out to meet a friend, but could not find one anywhere. I went out to be a friend and found friends everywhere. In other words, the way to be loved is to love first. Experts say that 90% of loneliness is due to self-pity. Self-centeredness, eye strain. Someone once described somebody they knew in these terms. Edith is a very small island, bounded on the north, south, east and west by Edith. Emerson wrote, "The only way to have a friend is to be a friend." Here's the Jackson 5 singing about being a friend.
I'll be there.
So the answer to loneliness is to walk with God, is to give yourself away, be a friend, and the third thing I can suggest is be a Christ. Let me explain. The true story of St. Francis's conversion is very revealing. Francis was one of the rich, silver-spooned, spoiled playboys of the ancient world. He was out riding his fast horse when he saw a leper in the distance. He writes later, "I don't know what came over me, but I watched myself riding ever nearer to this leper. I saw myself dismount, walk up to the poor soul, and give the untouchable a great big hug. At that moment, I thought I saw the face of Christ on the leper's face. No doubt this leper, who spent his life shouting, 'Unclean, keep away from me,' must have seen the face of Christ on the face of Francis. We can all be this love of Christ personified. We can all be Jesus' hands and feet and voice to one another. St. Francis went away humming, 'Make me a channel of your peace.' And he was never lonely again. So bye for now, and I leave you with Roger Patterson, a local Saltcoats man, reassuring us that we need never be lonely, for Jesus is always with us. And I hope to be with you again next week too, God willing.
Sometimes you fly so high that your feet don't touch the ground, and you feel like you'll never come down. Most days it's just the same. There's laughter mixed with pain. Keep telling yourself it'll be all right. And he'll be there, holding your hand in the darkness. He'll be there, taking away your fear, just like he said he would. Some days I like to dream, when things are not the way they seem, about a better time that's not that far away. Sometimes I like to cry, though I don't have a reason why, except the love he's put inside of me. And he's there, holding my hand in the darkness. He's there, taking away my fear, just like he said he would. But I can't promise you an easy ride. and he'll be there. There won't be any darkness. He is there, taking away all fear, just like he said he would, just like he said.